Hello, listeners. We are on our fitness article for the month of March, and we have been exploring different ways and different tips on how we can exercise better, how we can lose weight better, and just generally look after our body, be more healthy. Well, we are on our third day of this article, and so far we've learned a lot. On the first day of our article, we learned 8 different ways to be able to stay fit but not have to try too hard, whether that's walking around from your home to the subway to work, or whether it be streaming workouts through TV. That's just some of the ways you can stay fit. But yesterday, we learned how important sleep is to the body and why lack of sleep can hurt you and also stop your body from losing weight. Well, we're on our third day today, but I want to thank, first of all, my panelists for joining me again for day 3 of a fitness article. We've been talking a lot about fitness. Serena, you're back with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How do you incorporate fitness into your everyday life?
Well, these days I am trying harder. Every day after work, I actually just recently bought a yoga mat, so I am trying to do more push-ups and sit-ups and do more workouts at home.
Great.
These days.
And that is one of the points we covered on the first day about using your body weight for a workout. Whether it's push-ups or sit-ups, that's a great way to do that. Now, also rejoining me again is Tim. Tim, thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me again.
And how do you incorporate fitness into your life?
I try to do a variety of exercise. So I try to go to the gym once a week. Or if I have time after work, maybe go jog by the river. Like anything I can fit in, I'll try to do.
Right.
You know, 'cause exercise always adds up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good. Good. And also rejoining us is Jocelyn. Thanks for coming back, Jocelyn.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I know you're not a big fan of fitness, but have you learned a lot from the different articles we've been doing?
Yes, I have. I've been trying to walk more.
Right. Okay, great. And listeners, we're hoping that as we explore today's article, we'll learn a little bit more. You know, warming up is something that we've always been taught. I think I've been taught right from when I was at school, when I was doing sports at school. You know, we need to warm up first. And when I did team sports, we would warm up together as a team. Whether it's, you know, playing baseball or basketball, whatever it is, we needed to warm up. Why do we need to warm up our muscles, Serena?
Well, I think warming up is very important because if you don't warm up, you may end up maybe straining a ligament or something of that nature. So I do know when I was in gymnastics, I did gymnastics for 10 years, and every time I went into the gym, I would warm up for about 20 to 30 minutes. Because in gymnastics, you do 4 different kinds of events, and you're going to end up using your whole body. So we really had to warm up intensely.
How long was one session?
About 3 to 4 hours.
Wow.
Yes. So the warm-up, you know, 30 minutes was nothing.
Really. Comparatively to...
Right.
Wow. And did you do that individually, or did you warm up together with the other people?
We would warm up together as a team, and then they would split us up into groups, and then one group would go to the bars, the other group would go to the vault, then the balance beam, and then the floor exercise.
Wow.
And then we would rotate among those events.
Okay. And your coach, did they teach you why warming up was important?
No, they didn't really teach us, but we just kind of knew why.
Right.
You know.
So they just exampled it.
Right. Because gymnastics, it's such an intense sport. You know, it's not like baseball or basketball. You're using literally every part of your body, doing backflips and dismounts.
Right.
So, yeah, warming up is extremely important.
Right. Tim, what do you know about warming up?
Well, I used to have a personal trainer at gym, and before my session starts, he would always make sure I've had a good 10 minutes, maybe on the treadmill or the elliptical. So yeah, at that time, I didn't really know why, but I guess we'll find out today in this article.
Right. Jocelyn, what about you?
I actually didn't really know much about warming up before doing a sport, but I did crew for a year, and my coach told me about the importance of warming up.
What is crew?
crew is rowing on a river with like 8 people in your boat and you have to row together.
Right. Now, I know in rowing, your shoulder joints are very, very important, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so warming up your shoulder joints really does prevent injury.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, we're going to learn more about why warming up is so important before we even go into the different activities we're going to do. So why don't we get started with our first reading for today. Join us in your Advance magazine or your electronic device on page 16, and let's take the first reading from column 1.
How to properly warm up for your activities. Clay Watson, a well-known physical therapist in Salt Lake City, Utah, is dedicated to the proper warm-up. He tells athletes to warm up before stretching so they aren't pulling on cold, contracted tissues. What is contained in a good warm-up? A good warm-up will create a bit of a sweat, so that muscles are getting pumped with nutrients, warmth, and blood, and are ready for action. Beginning an activity only after a good warm-up gives protection against injury, which is vital. Watson advises, if you're warming up in a gym before starting a resistance workout, use a bike or an elliptical to work up a sweat for at least 10 minutes before you start your workout. Remember, all tissues, whether muscle or tendons or ligaments, are made up of fibers. When the body is cold, these fibers are contracted and have a much harder time sliding past each other during a movement. A thorough warm-up will make these fibers more pliable.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, we're learning about why warming up is important to your body before you get into any sport or exercise or activity. And today we're firstly introduced to a physical therapist who is well known in Salt Lake City, which is located in the state of Utah. His name is Clay Watson, and he is dedicated to the proper warm-up. When we're dedicated to something, what do we mean by that, Serena?
It just means you put all your effort into it and you're just really passionate about it. Yeah.
Okay, good. What is he passionate about, Tim?
Warm-up. Today's topic. So the proper way of a warm-up. So I guess like there are so many different types of warm-up for different types of sports. So I guess this is very fundamental basics of warm-up.
Right. And, you know, it says at the end here of this paragraph, he tells athletes to warm up before stretching so they aren't pulling on cold, contracted tissue. Here, the tissue refers to your muscle tissue. Okay. And he's saying that it's really not good to stretch cold, flexed muscle tissue. The reason for this is if you try to stretch your muscles when they're cold, that can lead to tearing of the muscle tissue, which can lead to a strain or a sprain, and that is an injury. It will cause you pain. So that's why it's really important to warm up your muscles. But important, like you said, Tim, it's a proper warm-up. There's a way to do it. So that means that we want to warm up correctly so that we don't lead to injury. On the first day of this fitness article, we talked about quality, not quantity, to focus on quality so that your technique is correct and it doesn't lead to injury. If you are going to find a good personal trainer or a good fitness instructor, they should be people that focus on quality, making sure that your form is correct so you don't injure yourself. And that's exactly what Clay Watson is doing. But what is contained in a good warm-up, Jocelyn?
A good warm-up will create a bit of sweat so that the muscles are getting pumped with nutrients.
Well, what do we mean here, Serena, when we're saying the muscles are getting pumped with nutrients?
Here it means just the muscles are getting filled with nutrients.
Good. Okay, nutrients are things that are good for your body, whether they be vitamins or minerals. These are things that will help your body to grow and function in a healthy manner. It says that these muscles are getting pumped with nutrients. They're getting pumped or filled with warmth and blood. That means your circulation, your blood circulation is increasing and causing the muscles to be able to flex and stretch a lot easily and a lot better. It says they are ready for action. You know, when something happens, when you're moving your body and gyring your body, your muscles need to be able to adapt to the movement that you're doing. And that is why a good warm-up is helpful. In fact, a proper warm-up is helpful. What does a proper warm-up do?
A proper warm-up or a good warm-up gives protection against injury, which is very vital.
What does vital mean, Tim?
Very important, yeah.
Good. Okay, so a good warm-up protects us against injury. In fact, what does Watson advise, Jocelyn?
He advises that if you're warming up in a gym before starting a resistance workout, you should use a bike or an elliptical to work up a sweat for at least 10 minutes before you begin your workout.
That's what you said you did, right, Tim?
I had a good personal trainer.
There we go. He was focused on quality, not quantity. And that's correct. You know, when you are doing a resistance workout, and for you listeners that don't know what a resistance workout, that's what we call strength training workout. You're using weights, resistance weights, to work out your body. So whether that be a leg press or a bicep curl or a chest press, they are resistance exercises or what we call strength exercises. That is different to what we call cardio exercise. Cardio means heart, okay? So that means it's making your heart work. Now, what kind of exercises, Serena, make your heart or cardio exercise? What is that?
Well, here I would say it says use a bike or an elliptical.
Right, good, because that increases your heart rate. It gets your blood circulation going. Now, you actually mentioned this word before, elliptical, Tim.
Yes, elliptical is kind of similar to a treadmill, but it helps, because a treadmill is, you're like running on it, there's no support on your knees, but elliptical, there's more support on your legs and knees, and also you use your arms while you run.
Right, so listeners, if you do have problems with your knees, then perhaps an elliptical trainer would be more useful to you. It doesn't put as much strain on your joints as a treadmill or even just running these different kinds of exercises. Well, we want to work up a sweat for at least 10 minutes before you start your workout. I suppose studies have shown that if you warm up for 10 minutes, that's enough time for you to have worked up a sweat, and also for your blood circulation to increase. Why do we need to do all of this? What do we learn in the next paragraph, Jocelyn?
We learn that all of our tissues are made up of fibers, and if you don't warm up and you start exercising, these fibers are actually contracted, and they have a much harder time sliding past each other during movement.
Exactly. So when we're warming up, that slide action is able to happen a lot more smoothly than if we don't. Again, that's why we use and we refer to the term of warm muscles and cold muscles. Okay, it says all tissue. We know that all tissue here is made up of muscle, your tendons, and your ligaments. Okay, muscle, tendons are what also, tendons and ligaments connect your muscle to your bone. Okay, so that's also why it's important to do that so that your joints are not jarred as well. Okay, and now we learn why it's important for the muscles to be warm, because we learn that a thorough warm-up does what, Tim?
A thorough warm-up will make these fibers more pliable, which is also means to bend more easily.
Right, exactly. So they become more flexible. They're able to adjust to movement a lot easier. And again, that's like that sliding motion that they talk about. They slide past each other as they're moving. And if they're cold, then that becomes very difficult for the muscle tissue to do, for the tendons or the ligaments to do that. But if they're warm, then it's a lot easier, right? Okay, well, let's learn a bit more in our last reading for today.
The Secret. a well-developed base of fitness. This means you've built your muscles so they are strong enough to power through most difficulties involved in your sport. A very wise piece of advice is to stay relaxed during your warm-up. If you're stiff and physically tense while trying to warm up, it will take longer to work up a sweat. Your body will resist the warm-up. Whether you're a novice or an elite athlete, start every activity slowly, like you're just going through the motions. That allows you to closely examine every element of your sport. If you've had a warm-up that's specific for your sport and paid attention to all the elements involved, you'll be ready for action, and every fiber in your body will be ready as well.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, we're learning why a proper warm-up is important to your body. It does make sure that you do not injure your body. In fact, it gives protection against injury. It allows your muscles and your tendons and your ligaments to be more pliable, to be able to be flexible and move more easily with the movement that you're doing. Now, I'm actually talking about this from personal experience. You know, often in the past when I would go to the gym, sometimes I can be impatient to get to my workout, right? And I'm thinking, do I really need a warm-up for that amount of time? Mm-hmm. You know, I try to cut it down maybe 5 minutes rather than 10 minutes. Now, maybe 10 minutes is what they've found out in studies to be optimal, but, you know, you're thinking about time and how you maybe need to be somewhere. You have an appointment after your workout, and you try to shorten it. Well, I've done that before, and there is a muscle on the back of your leg called a hamstring. Okay, and I went and did this exercise where I had to exercise the hamstring, and my hamstring, I strained it. I hurt it. I injured it. And of course, it took weeks for me to recover from the hamstring injury. If only I had worked out or warmed up correctly. If I'd just taken that extra 5 minutes, I wouldn't have had to deal with that injury. So, listeners, please listen to your body and also listen to this good advice to warm up properly. Okay. It says here in this next paragraph, the secret is a well-developed base of fitness. Now, Tim, I know you've worked out at the gym, and did you feel that you were working on your base of fitness?
I think gym kind of works your mind as well as your actual physical body, because you, like you said, you start to listen to what your body needs. And I guess every body is different. Mm-hmm. So the way you warm up can depend on your body. Some people may take longer to really warm up, but as you go to the gym more regularly, your body kind of gets used to your circuit. Mm. So they'll listen to your body as well. So you'll warm up faster and faster.
Right. Good. Okay. What about you, Serena? What's been your experience to having a well-developed base of fitness?
Since I was 4 years old, I've always learned that warming up is very essential before you start any kind of activity. So I think,
Even warming, now?
I do. Even before I do my sit-ups or push-ups, I'll stretch a little bit and warm up my body before I do any of those kind of activities.
Okay, good. And now I know dance is also a great way to warm up.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you're not doing too extreme movements, but dance, because of the flow of the action, is actually a very good way to increase your blood circulation and also break out in a little bit of a sweat.
Right, just like you said, like in dance, there's a lot of like high kicking going on. If you do that before you work out, then then you're not gonna.
Strain my hamstring. Don't do that. But if it's a low intensity movement, then also with the music, it'll just help your body flow a lot better. Now it says here that to have a well-developed base of fitness, it means you've built your muscles so they are strong enough to power through most difficulties involved in your sport. Now, Serena, I know you shared that you had done gymnastics, and gymnastics involves a lot of movement that is difficult.
It does.
You're doing flips and things like that. Mm-hmm. Did you find that as you got older and older, your ability to do these things got easier and easier?
Oh, yes, of course. Like, it was just like automatic, like just, it is, a lot of it is about like time as well. So, yeah, like I didn't just learn a backflip in a day, you know, it did take time. And then all those other activities and kind of just, you just slowly learn them.
Okay, so listeners, I think it's also really good to remember that you can build up your strength and build up your ability to be able to work through different movements. Even something like yoga, you might start to do something and find that your flexibility is not very good. But as you do it more often, your frequency, and as you build your strength, you become stronger, you're actually able to do a lot more. Like your range of motion increases a lot more. Now, there's a very wise piece of advice that we learn in the next part. Jocelyn, what do we learn?
We learn that it's really important to stay relaxed during your warm-up.
I think that's why I like dancing as a warm-up, because it, you know, with the music, it makes me feel very relaxed. Tim, when you're on the treadmill, do you feel relaxed?
At first, like when I just started, I'd be kind of wondering, why am I doing this, you know? So I'm not really that concentrated in the warm-up. But as you get used to warming up, it becomes natural. That's when you actually, you're calm, and that's where you warm up fastest.
Right. And actually, you know, walking on a treadmill, there's that rhythm that's going on, right? And your body starts to just become in line with the rhythm of your pace. Right. And I think just that can really relax you as well. You start to concentrate on your breathing as you're walking. So you're breathing in and breathing out, and your body starts to get in line with that. It says the opposite here. If you're stiff and physically tense while trying to warm up, it will take longer to work up a sweat. And I think this is because you're resisting. You know, you're not allowing just the rhythm or the flow of your body because your blood, you know, your blood circulation is wanting to get around your whole body. But if you're tensing your muscles, that's not allowing the circulation to flow as easily, right? It says your body will resist the warm-up. But what do we learn in the next part, Serena?
We learned that whether you are a novice or an elite athlete, start every activity slowly. So a novice is someone that's just not experienced in a job or situation. So a novice athlete would be more like a beginner athlete.
Right. And just like we said before, or you mentioned before, you're not going to do high kicks in a warm-up because you'll strain your hamstring, right? You might just do some very low kicks to slowly, gradually release the muscles in your hamstrings and then gradually get higher and higher and higher. It says like you're just going through the motions. I like this term, going through the motions. Jocelyn, what does it mean?
Going through the motions means just doing something without being interested or really caring about the benefits.
Okay. Now here, when we talk about going through the motions, we're also just talking about an action that you're not really having to think too hard about. You're very relaxed. You can just do it without thinking too hard about even the technique. Of course, you want to listen to your body, but it's not like you have to be completely focused on your technique the whole time. Why is this good, Tim?
Oh, this allows you to closely examine every element of your sport. So by doing that, you can like really know the fundamentals of your sport that you're doing.
Right. In actual fact, maybe there are certain actions you will do in your warm-up that are just a mirror image of what you are going to do later on. For example, if you are playing things like baseball, you know, you might do a lot of squats because you actually might end up being in that position during the time that you're playing the game. A lot of our warm-up activities is just reflection of the activities that we're going to be doing later on. If you've had a warm-up that's a specific for your sport, then there's some things you need to pay attention to. You need to pay attention to all the elements involved, right? What's going on? In actual fact, I think most coaches will do warm-up activities that reflect your sport, right? The things and the muscle groups that you will be using during your sport. And that way you'll be ready for action. What do we mean when we're ready for action, Zarina?
It means you're just ready to do it.
You're ready to go, right? And every fiber in your body will be ready as well. Okay, so warming up is very important because it stops and protects your body against injury. Now, we've heard different examples. Serena shared when she did gymnastics, you would warm up for 20 to 30 minutes.
Right.
But that's in reflection to a 3 to 4 hour session, right?
Right. Exactly.
Tim, how long were you working out for at the gym?
Every time, at least an hour. Yeah, that's an hour with my personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's also cooling down after a session. So not just warm up, you also need to cool down.
That's right. That might need to be an article in the future. How to cool down correctly.
Yes.
Right?
That's also very important.
It is very important. We encourage you to also maybe investigate that further, research further, how to cool down correctly, because it's just as important as warming up. Well, listeners, we hope that you learned a lot of different tips from our fitness article for the month of March, and they are things that you can incorporate into your fitness workout right now, and we hope that you learned a lot of different words, a lot of English vocabulary, whether they be the names of different hormones or just different words that are associated with workout, fitness. We hope that you have something that you can share with us too. Please make sure you contact us and give us your feedback. We would love to hear about your fitness workout. How do you warm up? What have you learned from when you have lack of sleep? All these different things. Share with us. Make sure that you go to our website. You can also check out our QR codes at the top of page 14. And you can learn more there through our topic talks or connect with us through our Facebook. I want to thank Tim, Serena, and Jocelyn for joining me, and thank you for sharing your knowledge and your experience as well about fitness. That's all from us today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.